Hello, hello, hey, hey. Welcome to the Hey Sis podcast. This is Danielle, aka Dan K, and this is the first episode of the Hey Sis podcast, which is a spinoff of the book Hey Sis, Notes of Love to My Sister, which was released earlier this year in 2019. So this episode is simply just a feeler, just a tester to see if this podcast journey is something that we should embark on. We're going to talk about different things pertaining to womanhood, sisterhood, friendships, manipulationships, situationships, any kind of ship that we have going on. But really, this is a place of transparency and a sacred space for us to share some sister time and have some real candid, transparent sister conversations in order to help us all continue to grow and be the amazing women that God has called us to be. So if you are listening to this podcast right now, thank you so much for supporting this journey and supporting me along the way. Thank you for taking the time to listen in. So just sit back, take a listen, and don't forget to email me your feedback or text me, whatever it is. Hit me up on Instagram. You can hit me up on Instagram at _itsDannyK, or you can email me at Danielle@itsDannyK.com. That's Danielle@itsDannyK.com. Hope you enjoy. So one of the main things that needs to be talked about, it seems, within sisterhood, womanhood, in the state, given the society that we live in today and such a social media world, is, to me, seems to be accountability. And accountability is a huge word that people don't seem to talk about anymore. And it's important as women and as young women are growing and developing in their own journey, that we need to talk about the fact that we need to be accountable for the things that we do and the things that we don't do in this world. And that's one of the lessons that I had to learn the hard way. Definitely a lot of bumps along the way of learning that even for those things, even if there were things that I did not do, that I was absolutely accountable for them. And even the fact that silence or indecision is in fact a choice. So we are responsible for that silence or that indecision and the repercussions of that we are responsible for. The Bible tells us that for everything that we have to give an account of ourselves, that we have to give an account of our life, of our thoughts, of our careless speech before God on the day of judgment. So accountability is a heavy, heavy weight and responsibility and a heavy topic, but we just, for some reason, don't seem to talk about it. I saw a quote about accountability actually just today, which made me want to share that with all of us today. And the quote, actually, I'm gonna pull it up so I won't misquote it, actually, but it was a very, very good quote. Let me see if I can find it for you. Here it is. It says, accountability separates the wishers in life from the action takers that care enough about their future to account for their daily actions. So, and I thought that was a very powerful quote, because think about it. Accountability separates the wishers in life from the actual action takers that actually care enough about their future to account for their daily actions. And that says so much. So sis, if you want to be successful, if you want to move forward in life, if you want to live a good life, and everybody's out here wanting to live their best life and wanting to do amazing things, we have to be accountable for everything. Everything. So for the things that we say, the things that we do, the thoughts that we speak, the things that we speak into our lives and into the lives of other people, we are accountable for. But we're also accountable very much for the silence, for our neglect, for our ignoring of situations, or for our refusal to respond to situations. And even more so in that, we're accountable to God for how we live this life that we have, for how we are being a good steward over the resources that we have. We are accountable for how we spoke and how we treated ourselves, how we treated our bodies. We are accountable. So it's not just so much for, you know, some people tend to think and they say, well, okay, well, when I get, you know, before God, God is going to ask me, you know, how did I treat my brother? Yes, of course. How did you treat your brother? How did you treat your sister? How did you treat the homeless? How did you treat those who were in need? But also in that is, how did you treat yourself? Were you a good steward over your body? Did you ignore pain in your body? Did you treat your body with respect by cherishing it and not destroying it with drugs and alcohol, or with promiscuity? Or are you did you destroy it in another fashion? You know, were you accountable with your finances, with the things that you were blessed with? Were you clean? Were you did you maintain a clean home? Were you a good steward over your studio apartment that you were given, and not just about the big house? Were you a good steward over your car that was a 1989 Camry that barely got from one place to another? But were you a good steward over it? Did you treat it like it was something that was a blessing to you? Did you make sure that you maintained it well? Did you make sure that you took care of it? Did you make sure that you always had gas, or that you always had regular oil changes? All those things are for which we are accountable for. So in this day, sis, as you continue to go, as you continue to journey through life and your walk with God, that's something that we always want to be mindful of, is that everything that we do, we are accountable for. So not just the things that are outward, but the inward things we are absolutely accountable for. We're accountable for how we speak to ourselves. We're accountable for saying, for looking in the mirror and saying, I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I'm not gonna do this, I'm not gonna finish this. You're accountable for speaking that negativity into your life, because no one else is speaking that to you but you. You know, so we have to think about those things. And we live in a place and in a society where everyone is so quick to blame other people. We want to blame our parents. We want to blame our teachers. We want to blame the boyfriend. We want to blame the girlfriend. We want to blame our best friend from kindergarten. We want to blame whomever. We want to blame the cop. We want to blame the judge. We want to blame, and not saying that, and listen, and I'm not saying, because I know the state of the world and the things that we live in, and there are people who need to be held accountable, absolutely. But we also need to take stock in ourselves. Like, think about our situations. You know, if you're in a toxic relationship right now, not to say we're letting that person off the hook that you're in a toxic relationship with, but what part did you play in that situation? Are you enabling anything in that situation? Did you recognize these signs of toxicity in the beginning, but you chose to ignore them? For that, you have to be accountable. Are you in a bad relationship with your family or friends or a loved one? What have you done? What part have you been? What part did you play in that situation? Everything is not always the other person's fault. There's always a part that we have played some way, somehow, even very minutely in a situation. So it's important for us to look back and analyze and really take some stock in ourselves and say, you know what? I did that. I cut off that relationship. I had a smart mouth, which sparked that argument. Or I chose not to respond when I really should have stood up for myself. And take accountability for it. I'm the one who wasn't responsible with my finances. So it's not really my parents' fault for not teaching me how to save, but because when I was old enough to know, I still chose to be ignorant and not receive information when people offered it to me to learn how to be a better steward over my finances. You see what I'm saying? So everything is not everyone's fault. And a part of growing up is realizing that you have to be accountable, and you have to take all of those things into consideration. And that's part of what people say, putting on your big girl panties and dealing with the situation. You got to put on the big girl panties and say, you know what? Mea culpa, my bad, I did it. And move on from it. And once you take accountability for it, once you own it, no one can hang it over your head. And that's the beautiful thing about accountability. No one can hang it over your head and say, well, you did X, Y, and Z. You need to, one, two, three, you know, da, 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 da. You have to do all of this, all of that. I know that. I accept it. I take accountability for my part. And now that you've taken accountability for it, and now that you are owning this, you take the power out of that from someone else. And you can then say, now I'm going to rectify this. And if there's a way that you can rectify the situation, then you make it right. If it's something that you should have done, you can say, lesson learned. And now I know what it is that I need to do moving forward to be better in these situations, or how to handle these situations, this particular incident moving forward. So that's a huge part of womanhood that we often don't talk about. And we often are taught by different sources, whether it be movies or books or our own parents, our own women, a woman tribe around us that says, you know, be the victim, and it's all your husband's fault, or it's all your mother's fault, it's all your father's fault. It's this family we live in. It's the society. It's poverty. It's, you know, it's racism, it's this. It's not always that. Some things we just have to own up and take it on the chin. And it's a good practice to take and analyze situations and look at them for what they are and really say, now, what did I do in this situation? Think about it, play by play. What did I say? What did I do? What were my mannerisms? What did my silence say? What message did I send in the silence? What was my tone? What body language did I exude? You know, all those things are very, very important in situations, and especially in situations of conflict and relationships, learning to take accountability for ourselves. And then, like we said, changing and adjusting our behavior, because we all know that the best apology is behavior modification, not just saying it, but being about it and modifying our behavior. So we thank and praise God that we have this ability to do that, and that God gives us the grace to adjust and to change. And the beautiful thing about God and the whole thing is that even if, when we have sinned against him, if we go before him and acknowledge our sin, take accountability, Lord, I've done it. Lord, I did this. And we ask for forgiveness sincerely and genuinely from our hearts, then he indeed will forgive us, which is an awesome, awesome thing. So, and because when that happens, that takes us out of that position of being those wishers. We are then action takers, and we can then move forward in doing things that we need to do. And we can then be productive, and we can then look at our life and strategically start to plan then what we want to do moving forward. How do we take that next step to build the business, to build the ministry, to get the degree, to have the relationship, kind of relationships we want, to have the kind of family life that we want? It builds the productivity, and you then become an action taker because you are now strategic in your movement and in your thought process, because you are owning your part in this process. And then by learning those lessons, you then move differently going forward, and you're no longer, oh, I just wish things were different. But you're now an action taker and an active participant in your own growth and development, which is a beautiful thing. And we thank God for that. And God is always willing to hear us when we come to him with our accountability mess. And you know, the Bible says to cast our cares on him because he cares for us. And that's not just the things that we need, but that's also when we need to come clean and own up to things. And he's there for us and there to listen to us. And we are ever so grateful that God is there and that he is willing and able to forgive and to restore and to help put us back on the right path. So that's just a beautiful thing about accountability. Nothing to be scared of, just something that you have to learn and grow into as we continue on in this journey called life. So that wraps up episode 1 of the Haces podcast. I hope you enjoyed the message. I hope it was encouraging to you and is empowering you to go out and just take charge and be accountable for everything that's going on in your life right now so that you can live the best life possible. Again, if this message helped you out, if you have any feedback, please drop me a line on Instagram at @_itsdannyk or email me at danielle@itsdannyk.com. Until next time, talk to you later.